Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Plays. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy hump day, everyone. Hi. Steve Miggs, Danny, before we get into the Daily Mix download, I was hoping you could help me wish someone very special to me a very happy birthday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Whose birthday is it today?
It is my mom, Rosalie's 70th birthday. She's the big 7-0, which she probably hates me saying because I think she really enjoyed being 69.
Oh, nice. Well, big birthday for Rosie.
It's your birthday today,
Rosie.
Wait a second, so she's not even hearing
not
this?
Even, well, oh no.
I just wasted
Steve,
45 seconds.
Steve, she is absolutely listening to us. She sets an alarm every single morning for 6 o'clock to kick off her day with the Daily Mix Show.
Blow out your candles!
happy birthday, Rosalie.
Happy birthday, Mom. We love you. It is time for the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power.
So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law, and it's National Cat Day in addition to your mom's birthday. That is the one thing I have yet to back down on. I'm a pushover with my daughter. I ain't gonna lie. I'm willing to admit to it. Like, you know, she's got me wrapped around her little finger. Whatever she wants, daddy will do. The one thing I will not do is get her a cat.
I just saw that there's a rescue organization that just took in a bunch of Maine Coons. Do you know what a Maine Coon is?
Is that a raccoon?
No, it's a breed of cat. They're just really, really big. They're very large.
Oh, because that's what I want.
It's like a dog-sized cat.
I just said I don't want a cat. So, you know, the best way to handle that is by giving me a very large cat.
A Maine Coon is in between the sizes of your small dog and your big dog.
Yeah, hard pass. I'm just not a cat guy. I've grown to be okay with cats as I've gotten older, but I still don't want them in my house, man.
I'm a dog person, too. I'm with you.
Over-under on when Steve gets a cat.
Dude, I'll in the next
Christmas.
Year.
Christmas this
okay.
year. Christmas I'm willing 25.
To put, I am willing to bet you guys every amount of money in my wallet right now.
Danny, should we get Tatum a kitten for Christmas?
Yes, we should.
Well, I know where you guys live. And I will just drop that cat off at your house. I'm willing to put $20 down.
Whoa.
20 whole of my hard-earned money.
How is this going to end up? If we're just like 40 years from now, we're like, Steve, you haven't given us the 20 bucks yet because you haven't got a cat.
Still don't have a cat. My daughter's 40. I don't care. Hey, yesterday when I decided to shut it down, I was watching the Kraken game and I was like, man, they are just sucking tonight. And they were down 3-0. Then they score and I'm like, there's no chance. It's third period. I'm just going to go to bed. Wake up to find out that they did do a comeback. They ended up tying it 3-3. Unfortunately, lost in overtime, but still get a point. I mean, when you're down 3-0 in the third period and you're still able to salvage a point, moral victories.
Oh, yes.
And Brandon Montour, good to have him back. He scored twice for Seattle. Up next, take on the New York Rangers at Climate Pledge Arena, and that's happening on Saturday.
After a brutal 6-plus-hour marathon loss in Game 3, the Toronto Blue Jays were able to bounce back in a huge way and beat the Dodgers last night 6-2 in Game 4. So now the World Series is all evened up at 2 games apiece.
I feel like the Blue Jays are giving now the Dodgers the full Toronto Blue Jays experience. You know, like the girlfriend experience?
Oh,
it's like
for sure.
The Blue Jays have a certain way of doing things, and they did it to the Mariners, and now I feel like they're doing it to the Dodgers.
It feels so familiar.
Yes.
Vladdy Guerrero Jr., he homered off of Shohei Ohtani, and Shane Bieber pitched an awesome game. Game 5 is tonight.
I feel a little bit better about the whole Bieber thing because I'm like, this guy just fresh off of a surgery, relatively fresh off of a surgery, and he just owned the Mariners, and now he's doing the same thing to the Dodgers. Yes.
Well, as far as bouncing back after that 18-inning loss, after that game, Vlad Guerrero was talking about that.
What is it about this team that you're so resilient that you're able to come back in less than 24 hours and perform like this?
I mean, yesterday everybody was with his head down, you know, in the locker room. I was the last one to go in, and when I went in, I saw everybody with his head down. I said, come on, bro, head up. It's not over yet. You have to win 4 games to win the World Series. You know, it's not over yet. And
I love this guy. He just seems like a good dude.
I'm a fan of his.
Yes.
Everybody was smiling. I say, if you want to put music, put some music.
I love that.
And we put a little bit of music, and we go home and rest and come back and win it today.
And what is the one they were playing, though? Like, why don't they ask him, what kind of music? What are we listening to? What do you think they would listen to get everyone's spirits back up?
Ooh, that's a good, I don't know, nursery rhymes?
Oh, no. Danny, what do you think?
Bon Jovi?
No. There's only one song that you would listen to.
Uh-oh.
When you're down and you need to turn things around.
Is it Limp Bizkit?
No.
Is it Creed?
If you guys,
no.
Swear to God.
It's even better.
I get knocked down.
Can you imagine?
Chumba Wumba.
I get knocked down, but I get back up again?
That's true.
But
the anthem.
Yes. Could you imagine Vlade Guerrero walked over to the boombox, paired his phone to the Bluetooth, and said, guys, I got a song for you, and it's this.
And then he just starts bartending. Here's a whiskey drink. Here's a vodka drink. Here's a lager drink. Here's a cider drink. Everybody, drink.
Hey, real quick, spoiler alert. If you're planning on watching Jeopardy and you didn't catch it last night with Aaron Levine from Q13 Fox, first of all, he's going to join us today at 7:20 this morning. And he's also going to be playing me and Beat Migs at 7:50, which I'm getting more and more nervous because Aaron Levine is not just a one-time champion at Jeopardy. He's a two-time champion at Jeopardy. He now has 29 grand that he's taken home so far. Heading back for night 3 tonight. Congrats to Aaron Levine, who this is like a lifelong dream of his. Good dude. Does a great job with Q13 or Fox 13 in their sports. And you can watch him again on Jeopardy tonight.
Making Seattle so proud out there.
It's crushing it. As far as weather, in the high of 57 degrees, it's going to be a cloudy day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel. And that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
I know it's not even Halloween, so it might feel a little too early to be talking about the holidays, but Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, is going to be awesome on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. So treat yourself to some tickets at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Yesterday, we chatted with a Dodgers fan named Erica, who stayed up very late the other night to be part of that World Series game that went 18 innings, and she shared this with us. Erica, you were at the game last night?
Yes, I was. I'm sorry. I have no voice from cheering so loudly.
Now, were you cheering because the Dodgers won, or are you just cheering because you're happy the game was finally over?
Maybe both, but yeah. Really, I was not giving up hope for my team. I was waiting. I didn't want to leave, so it was a really satisfying win after all that time. There was definitely a point where I think everyone was like, you wanted it to end, but also you didn't want it to end. So yeah, it was exhausting, but equally exhilarating. Every range of emotion.
Yeah, I think a lot of the announcers were even saying, like, this might be one of the greatest baseball games that they've ever watched because of just how many moments that were, like, good, bad, and ugly throughout the entire game and how it ended.
One of the cooler things was they threw one of the base hit balls, you know, they throw them to the crowd, but it actually knocked me on my head, but I got the ball, which was awesome.
Hold on a second. That's awesome.
Wait, hold on. Where on the head did it hit you?
Luckily, I was wearing a hoodie and I ducked because it's actually my worst fear to get hit by a baseball at baseball games, but it knocked me on the back of my neck where my hood was, so I was good.
So, Erica, how did you guys end up getting those tickets in the first place?
Luckily, my friend works in merch for LAFC for the soccer team, and so I was really really lucky that I got invited. I would never dream of going to, or really, you know, being able to go to a World Series game, much less like Dodgers. That's my team, so really, I'm just super blessed and lucky.
It's got to be worth getting hit in the neck so you have a World Series game used ball that you could put on display. That's just so cool.
Yeah, I mean, the memories alone, the whole game was just so crazy. There were so many moments.
Yeah, the bruise will heal. The memories last a lifetime.
Exactly.
Have you had that's cool. Like, you're a Dodgers fan. You get to go to a game that goes nearly or right around 7 hours in the World Series, and you see your team win with a walk-off home run. That's like, that's an event or a memory that you're never going to forget.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have an event? It could be sports, concert. A cribbage tournament, whatever it may be, that's like that event that you just still can't believe that you got to be there for.
One that really sticks out to me was the Temple of the Dog reunion show at the Paramount. Yes. I was so overcome with emotion in there, and I kept pinching myself. I can't believe this is real. I can't believe this is real. And what a cool way to celebrate that album and having all those guys back on stage. And obviously, we lost Chris Cornell like the next year, which was devastating. But so that event will always be so special.
Knowing
to me.
That now we can never see that again. And then when I had like the giant Andrew Wood statue, that was pretty powerful. It was just, yeah, that's a great pick. Mine also is Seattle music based, and I'm going back way back in time when I worked at a station that doesn't exist anymore, which was called K-Rock. It's now Jack, right? So at the time I was on the Andy Savage show, and the tsunamis just happened, and it was awful. And so we're like, how do we help raise money for this? And we ended up talking to you guys know Tavis, my buddy Tavis.
Oh yeah.
He's good friends with Sean Kinney from Alice in Chains. So we're all like just BS, like, is there something we could do? And Sean's like, man, it'd be kind of cool if we put together like a rock, like a giant rock star, like all-star benefit show where all these different like Seattle rockers just get together. That's how it started. It was going to happen at what's now the Showbox Soto. As Sean from Alice in Chains sort of kept putting it together and reaching out to people, it slowly started becoming an Alice in Chains reunion show. And at the time, Alice in Chains had not played again. Like, they were just laying it past. The band was like not doing anything. Jerry was doing his solo stuff. Sean was doing some stuff here and there. Mike was doing stuff with Ozzy. Like, there was just never talks of Alice in Chains getting back together. All of a sudden, he's put it together that this is now an Alice in Chains all-star jam to raise money for a tsunami benefit. And we were a part of it in some way, shape, or form, which was just bonkers to me.
And then it was just like a cavalcade of rock stars. I mean, Maynard James Keenan went up there and sang a couple of songs. The Hart Sisters, Ann and Nancy Wilson, they also were a part of it. They did the Love Monger set, and then they also did a couple songs as well with Alice in Chains. Pat Lachman from Damage Plan, he crushed it up there. I got to give props, even though I know he's gone through some tough times, but Wes Scantlin from Puddle of Mud, he was there as well, and he sounded great with Alice in Chains. But just to hear Maynard James Keenan sing Man in the Box when the chorus kicked in, I still to this day can't believe I got to be a part of that in a weird way, help set it all up. But just to witness it, like there wasn't a dry eye in the house when they busted into Rooster.
Okay, you win.
But that, as you can tell, I still get excited about it. And there's like bootleg audio of it on YouTube. It's not that great, but you could get a little bit of a vibe of what that day was like. And then to think that they ended up becoming a band again was freaking awesome.
So cool.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, it's your turn, Rockaholics. 206-803-ROCK. It could be a sporting event, a concert, anything. But what is that one event that you were at that you, to this day, can't believe you were even there? 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Smashing Pumpkins. We want to know about that one event you attended that, to this day, you still can't believe that you were there. Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us all about it. And Steve, it looks like everybody has something music related to talk about.
Which is funny because a lot of the texts are sports related.
How funny. Let's check in with Will on South I-5. Will, what is that event that you attended to this day you still can't believe you were there?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Doing good, man. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. I'm leaving to go on hunting, and I saw the topic heard the topic, and I had to call in. So I'm the youngest of four, and my older brother, Jason, he used to show up at my house randomly and kidnap me to go to shows. I was like his show buddy.
And, so, would he tell you what show you were going to, or would he just show up and say, get in the car, we're going to see a rock concert?
No, he'd just show up, and he'd walk in my front door. My dad would be like, aren't you going to knock? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he walked in my room, no matter what I was doing, if I was eating dinner, watching TV, anything, he could be like, get dressed, we're leaving.
I love this.
I was like, oh my God, all right, whatever. So I get dressed, I go, where are we going? He goes, don't effing ask questions, just get in the car. Okay. He always liked it to be a surprise, and he was super aggressive about it. So he drug me into the car, and his girlfriend at the time and a couple other friends were in the car, so I knew we were going to a show. I go, where are we going? He goes, it's a surprise. I said, all right. So we drive down to Tacoma, and we show up and pull up to this basketball gym. And I'm like, what the heck? And I look at the sign, and it says University of Puget Sound. And I remembered hearing, I was like, isn't this like a religious school? Dude, Tool played the University of Puget Sound Fieldhouse, their basketball gym.
Oh, this must have been like early years for Tool, huh?
It was like 94, 95.
Wow.
And so we walk in, and people are out in the parking lot just guzzling alcohol, smoking pot.
Go Lutes!
Like 16 years old, and we walk into this gym, and it's just absolutely just mayhem.
So, Will, I got to ask you then, because I've seen Tool since they became like, you know, an arena rock band, and, you know, Maynard's kind of tucked in the corner, and they're all just kind of stoic up there. Were they like that when they were younger and maybe more hungry, or was Maynard a little bit more out there?
No, man, it was absolute mayhem. Like, it was the most, probably, I've seen so many bands. I've actually stood next to you and held conversations at probably 13, 14 different shows.
Awesome.
When you were early on with Andy Savage and all through your career, but it was absolute mayhem. It was probably one of the most visceral, like, grindhouse shows I've ever seen. Like, they didn't cobble together a big stage show. They had a sound system that was barely put together. They didn't have any stage lights. It's like they went to every mall, to every Zoomies, and bought every black light in the Puget Sound area. And that's the only thing that lit up the entire stage.
Well, now I know if your brother ever knocks on my door to just go wherever he wants us to go.
I'll follow you. Yeah. Nate, you're in Burlington this morning. Tell us about that one show you went to and you still can't believe you were there.
Yeah, so my story probably isn't as cool as the last guy's, but I went to the Showbox and saw Pennywise.
Nice.
And it was the first, like, heavy mosh pit, losing my beer, kind of killer scene that I've ever got to really go to. And I got those tickets for free, so.
Even nice. Better. I would love to see Pennywise at like in a club. I think the only times I've ever seen Pennywise is outdoors at some kind of a festival, like totally. A Warped Tour or one of those kind of things where it's like, you know, it's not as intimate as the show box.
Oh, absolutely. I've never seen them in a small venue like that either.
Just because we've had a couple of music, here's a sports one. I was at the Beastquake game. I swear that stadium actually moved. I still get chills thinking about it. And then I love this one. I went to the Super Bowl party, and I got a pull from Marshawn's Fireball.
No way.
Okay, yeah, that is an event I'll never forget, too, if I was you.
Very jealous.
You got to experience some of Marshawn's DNA.
Oh, God.
No?
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs is looking for a competitor. He has 337 wins, 114 losses, and 101 ties so far this year.
And I feel like this one's my warm-up match to get ready for the next one, which is I'm taking on Aaron Levine, Jeopardy star.
Two-time Jeopardy champion.
Yes. So I need a good challenge.
206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.